Nutritious, very cool stuff. And now some very special things for you. How about some Lute? How long has it been since you listened to the Lute? For me, not too long. But for those of you who don't know, the Lute is a wonderful instrument. It has a flat and then curved 90 degree angle top of the neck where the strings go meet the pegs. So the pegs up the top are 90 degrees and then the neck of the instrument is flat. The body of the instrument, kind of the resonant chamber, is curved. It almost looks like a pear, so it's flat on the front and then pear-shaped around the box. And it's quite an intimate instrument, so it's not super loud on its own. Also, there's a bass version called the Teorbo that is wonderful. Go check out Early Music Vancouver. They have a whole, I don't know if they've already done the concert, but with Lucas, yeah. That was super cool. But this disc, Orbus Ille Germanus, The Blind German, The Art of the German Lute in the 15th Century, performed by Esteban Larrota, in the liner notes, which are available on the Atma Classique website, talks about how the lute itself can be a polyphonic instrument, and definitely in the 13th, 14th, 15th, etc. Those kind of like late medieval Renaissance, middle of the Renaissance pieces really pushed polyphony far more than monophony or duophony, as you would get in Gregorian chant, plain song. So we're adding different voices, we're able to do intervals. Oh my gosh, super cool. And there is a collection of over 250 original compositions and arrangements from 1460, 1470, called the Buxheimer Orgelbuch, or the Buxheim Organ Book, that has a bunch of compositions. And several of the tracks on this album from Esteban Larrota feature there. And yeah, go check it out, because I like lute music, and you should like lute music too. very cool stuff from Feldmark, somewhere in Canada. And you can go check out the album Motu Maha, which came out in April. But we've played a couple tracks before, and I want to play a few more because I've been enjoying this one. Described on Bandcamp as pastoral ambient waves and arpeggios, sub-arctic mise-en-scène. The impetus for this album emerged from exploring random places on Google Earth, intrigued by isolated islands in the Pacific and South Seas. Nature docks and biological research stations also informed some of the timbres, as well as imagining what daily life would entail there. You can find more information and other stuff. Feldmark, also under the additional alias Hyenodon, who I've played on my other show, Vancouver, has a Newgrounds site, hyenodon.newgrounds.com, hyenaedon.newgrounds.com, or hometronica.com. We were listening to Deep Key Bay, and then we'll finish this one up, this one being this 1 p.m. session here on CJSF 90.1 FM, because it's Department Uno, with Azarella, or Azarella, A-Z-O-R-E-L-L-A, from the album Motu Maha. Go check it out. Really, really nice stuff. I've been enjoying it. And lots of longer form tracks on this album, too. So you can kind of get lost. That nice sonic wash. Good weekend vibes. Of course, if you're an artist that wants to get your music on the station, please reach out to us. There are a multitude of ways. You can find more information on our website, cjsf.ca. And a big shout out to everybody tuning in to this program week after week. You make it possible. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a pleasant weekend and soar high.
Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Hi, my name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1